He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live this week from Narragansett, Rhode Island. Yes, we have a portable studio here, and it seems to be working quite well. We are on show 411. I have an interesting show for you today. We're going to do a review of the Blink camera system, and these are remote indoor slash outdoor cameras. Very, very, very popular, and I am going to give you my impressions, and we also have some very interesting apps of the day that I think you'll find very useful, so you'll want to stay tuned for that for sure. And we also have a little bit of ransomware news that will make your blood curl if you haven't heard about this one yet. Very scary stuff, this ransomware, for sure. So you want to make sure that you are as protected as can be. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how to do that. So let's begin by taking a look at our webpage, of course, and that is www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And you can very simply go to that page and check out all the Gadget Professor news and shows. They're all there for sure. And you may want to sign up for the newsletter. Just click right there, put your email address in, and without doubt, every Thursday, as soon as the show is posted, you will definitely get a copy of the newsletter, which is essentially everything that we talk about in the show, and it's all hot links. So let's take a look at the gadget of the day, and that is called the Blink camera system. The one that we're going to be looking at today is the X-T2, and these actually come, we're on Amazon right now, and they come in a five-pack kit, and they come in a three-pack kit. I actually purchased the three-pack kit, which you can definitely see right here. These are battery powered. What I do like about them is that they operate on two AAA batteries. I'm sorry, let's take that back. They operate on two AA batteries, and they work pretty well. I like the AA battery concept because they're easy to get. They're easy to replace, and they do last quite a long time. Now, this particular company tells you that the battery is going to be extended life at 2 years. Yeah, they're saying two lithium, and I underscore lithium batteries, with a combination of two-way talk, live view, and motion recording. These will last approximately 2 years. Of course, if there's a lot of activity on the camera, they're not going to last 2 years. If there's very minimal activity, they may even, in fact, last over 2 years. This particular device has two-way audio. You can talk to your visitors through the Blink app. The app is only available on a smartphone, which would be either the Android operating system or the iOS operating system. They're customizable motion activity zones, you can choose that. Free cloud storage, you can keep 100 of clips there up to a year without any monthly fee. They work with Alexa, and that's really nice. They are day and night coverage, so they have night recording, kind of an infrared device. And as I mentioned earlier, these can be used indoor and outdoor. And supposedly these stand up to the elements and have no other requirement than to just stick them where you want them, and away they go. So let's take a look right now at what they do, and how they work. So this is the actual device. It is very small. Maybe I hate to use a pack of cigarettes, but about the half size of a pack of cigarettes. So that's what they look like. Right here, This is the motion sensor. Over here, I don't know if you can see it, but there's a blue light that will blink to tell you that the camera's on. Right here clearly is the camera lens. These do go up to 1080p, and that is basically it. That's all there is to it. Now, the back is where all the crazy stuff happens, and right here you will see a little arrow there. You can actually push that up or down, and this is how you're going to put the batteries into the device. So basically, you're going to pull this down, and you got to pry it, but it will pop open. Now, I will call your attention to that rubber grommet in there, and there's also a little spring load there. So this back actually does make a very secure seal on the back of the camera, so it's not going to get any water in there or freezing rain or so humidity, so on and so forth. The back is very simple, and I definitely like that. You can see a spot for the two batteries, and we're actually going to put these in. These actually come with it. They're Energizers, which is definitely a good name brand, and these are lithium. They're not alkaline batteries. They are lithium. So if you're going to use this device, make sure that you're using lithium batteries. It does come with them, but if you have to change them, again, make sure that they're lithium, and also make sure that you're buying a name brand and not some Hatui brand of battery. So we're going to put these in. Very simple. It's almost impossible to put them in wrong, and they just pop right in, and I like that. One's positive, one's negative. There's a spring load. When you load the battery, this is going to blink red, and it's going to kind of find out where it's at, and that's basically it. Now, what I do like about it is when you open up the camera, you will see, there you go, you will see a QR code. And this makes the installation very easy. So what you're going to do is on your smartphone, and I don't care what kind of smartphone you have or your tablet, you're going to load the Blink, B-L-I-N-K app, and it's going to go on your smartphone. After you put the batteries in, one thing I will call your attention to, it's very small. This camera won't pick it up, but right there, you may see it, but right inside here, right there, there's a little toggle switch, and this says on or off. You want to make sure that it's on, and this essentially turns the red LED, the blue LED on. If you don't want the LED on, then click the button and turn it off. I like mine to be on. Now, once those batteries are installed, and once you've scanned with your phone the QR code, and you have the software loaded, it will automatically find and locate the camera. And that's pretty much it as far as setup goes. To put this back on, you're basically going to push this down, and just it kind of, I don't want to say it snaps in, but you can hear it crunch in, and it makes a very tight seal. And that's all there is to it. They do give you a little mount, which I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the mount that they give you. This is what it looks like. It's plastic, and it articulates. There is a steel, I hope it's steel, rod that goes here, and there's a little screwdriver adjustment there that you can tighten this up. And essentially, this piece here is going to snap into the camera. I'm going to pull this out. It just snaps in. But this piece essentially snaps into the camera, and then this device will snap into that. So let's show you how that works. This snaps in like so. And then this is the piece that you've mounted on the wall or wherever you want to go. The screw goes right in there. They even give you the screw. And this just snaps onto that like so. And now you can articulate this up, down, whichever way you go. If you need to tighten it up, there is a screwdriver adjustment here, a slot screw that you would just put here and turn to tighten it up. I have mounted this outside, worked fairly well, and if you notice behind me, over my left shoulder here, you will see a light, but you'll also see the little camera that's just mounted in there in my office area. So I had a three-pack. I will tell you this. These are the things I didn't like about it. One, you can't watch the cameras on a monitor like a PC if you're running Windows or Mac, to my knowledge. They don't have any provisions to do that. I think that's a huge mistake. If you look at the Arlo cameras, and, you know, I've spoken a lot about the Arlos, the pluses and the minuses. When the Arlos work, they work well. When they don't work, they could be a real pain. Mine are back up and functional. I had three in Arizona, and they are all down right now. I've been in Narragansett, Rhode Island for about 3 weeks. And whatever reason they're down, I know two of them, the batteries are shot, and I put brand new batteries in 2 weeks ago. One of them is in the back of my house where there is a pool activity. The other one is in the front of my house where there's maybe activity from the mailman, UPS. I don't know, but they're both out, so I'm not too thrilled with the Arlo. That said, I do have one here that I've showed you a couple times out on the porch here in Narragansett, and that's up and running right now. And the reason that's up and running, I'm reaching, is because I replaced this rotten, stinking Arlo battery that goes into the Arlo camera. And if this thing craps out, the Arlo won't work, and you got to replace this, and these are not cheap. Anyway, I digress. Back to the Blink. So not having the provision to watch this on my PC or my Mac is insanity. For the life of me, a company of this stature, I cannot understand for the life of me why you can't log into your account, your username and password, and look at the cameras online. So that's bad. You can, however, look at the cameras on your smartphone. Now, speaking of your smartphone, again, you'll load the app in. It's free, the Blink app. This will automatically connect up, no problem, once you scan it in. That said, you can only watch the camera for a couple seconds, maybe 30 seconds, and then you get this annoying, not ad, but this annoying banner that says, you better turn the camera off or you're going to drain the battery. So you can't use the Blink system to watch the cameras long term, like 10, 15 minutes at a pop, or if you want to watch the camera and see if someone's coming to your door, if that's where you have it mounted. You can't long term, and that's not even long term, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, use the app for that, because the app will actually shut down on you. It will close, and you got to go back in and try to get the camera to come up again, which it does, but you're going to drain the battery. So yeah, they're going to last 2 years, but you only can watch it for like, about 10 seconds, which is not a long time. So that really bugs me too. But between not watching it on the be able to watch it on your PC or your Mac, and only being able to watch this for a short period of time, that's almost enough for me to say, I don't want these cameras. Now, I will say that the camera image is good. I just hooked these up maybe a week ago. They are working fine, but only two are working because I had a three-pack, and guess what? One was dead. They do have excellent, excellent phone support, and believe me, they need it. I personally had a real rough time hooking up the first camera, maybe because the camera was bad or intermittent. The second two were not as bad, but I did have to call tech support, and they had to walk me through it, and that's another concern. I believe, and I'm not positive, but I believe they can actually look up your account and see the cameras, which is kind of disturbing. So you got to be careful where you put these. You got to be careful where you put the cameras in any event. So I am going to kind of stop there. That's my review so far of the Blink cameras. Let's see how it works for, let's say, a month or two. And I'll come back. I'll show you what they look like a month or two down the road when I get back into Arizona. We'll take a look remotely into Rhode Island and see how these cameras are performing. I'm hoping that the batteries do last 2 years or at least a year. We shall see. The quality of the image is okay. The viewing angle is actually quite wide, and that is okay. I wish there was a way to zoom in and zoom out, but there isn't. Now, all that said, if we take a look at the cost of these, they're not that expensive. Right now, they're currently out of the 2-pack and the 3-pack. So if I go back one screen here and just take a look at the indoor home security camera, which they have an indoor model only. That's $139, okay, and that's going to give you two cameras. If we go back and look at let's see if they have the 5K. They didn't. No, it's still out. So these aren't even available at the moment. Let's see. They have a lot of attachments, as you can see here, for the cameras. but I don't see them on Amazon at the moment. Here's another indoor camera for $70. The outdoor cameras are slightly more. Now, why they're not available on Amazon, I have no clue. I just don't know. They're not going out of business, to my knowledge. Maybe they're coming up with a new thing. Maybe they're such a hot camera that they just can't keep them in stock. I don't know. The price points are not bad on it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, let's Google Blink camera. I'm going to do that now. Blink, here we go. I'm on the wrong keyboard here. Let me switch over to my other keyboard here. And we'll go Blink camera. I have no idea what they cost these days. Cost. Let's see who has them in stock, if anybody. Simply Safe. Yes, they have everything. So let's fade to camera 3 here. And we're on the Simply Safe site. And let's see if we can find the Blink camera. I'm going to go up here to search. And we'll type in Blink. And they have the XT, Best Buy, Best Buy does have these. So the outdoor camera is in white is $79, so $80. Clearly, these will be much cheaper if you buy two or three. So it's a mixed review. They're okay. Are they better than the Arlo? I don't know yet. We're gonna have to wait and find out if they are or aren't. Out of three cameras that I bought brand new, one was bad right out of the box. I can't watch it on a PC, which really annoying, whereas the Arlo's you can, and that feature is nice. I want that feature. And then last but not least, even if I go on the smartphone, which they're designed to use, I only can watch it for 10 seconds before the app shuts down. So I'm not thrilled with them yet, even though the price point is decent. Let's see how they perform over the long run. All right, let's get into some insane news. And if you haven't seen this, this is hot off the press. The city of Riviera Beach, which is in Florida, actually had to pay hackers $600,000. That's a little bit better than $500,000 ransom to get their stuff back. 3 weeks ago, the city of Riviera Beach agreed to pay hackers $600,000 in ransom to free the records that they had encrypted when they took over the city's computer system. The incident is just coming to light outside the county, probably because it's still part of a federal investigation. Riviera Beach Council voted unanimously to give the cyber criminals what they demanded. After the incident, the council vetoed to spend almost another $1 million on new computer hardware. That was the top paying $600,000, one of the top paying $600,000 ransoms that have occurred this year. That is a lot of money. Let me tell you, that is a lot of money. And here you have a municipality with all their resources and the FBI, and they still had to pay the ransom. Which means that's real bad news for you and me, because if you get hit with this ransomware, you're not going to pay $600,000. Although they'll give you a better buy, the street price for a consumer is around $400, maybe $500. Even so, how'd you like to have all your computer information seized? You can't get at it, no way, no how, and you got to pay $500 to crooks, and you don't even know if you pay that if you're going to get all your files back. So it's pretty scary, and there's no end in sight. There are a lot of municipalities and other places that won't even tell you they paid off these ransomware dudes because they're embarrassed. So you got to be real, real, real careful. One of the ways to avoid that ransomware, and it's not foolproof, is you got to be real careful what you click on. I mean real careful. If it doesn't look familiar, don't click on it. That goes true for almost any type of email that you get. Now, even if you're not using the email, a way that these ransomwares become evident on your system, and you'll know it, is it just seizes everything and it comes up You have, but your data has been held ransom. You need to send a Bitcoin or a check or a money order. They have that pretty much down to a science. It's typically Bitcoin to get your stuff back. And if you don't pay within 10 days or 5 days, then they triple it. And they do. So, listen, I'm pretty good with the computer. And I was definitely banged by that. And I couldn't unencrypt it. There is no way. And I tried. Believe me, I tried. And the bottom line with me is I had two backups and I ended up wiping my computer. Yeah, wiping my computer and reinstalling from a backup. If you don't have your computer backed up on a separate system, you save the backup on a different drive, you're asking for trouble today. There are a number of companies right now. I know Norton Utilities, or Norton is one of those companies that make anti-ransomware, and there's a bunch of other ones out there that you can purchase, and it may indeed be worth that, and they will prevent the ransomware from ever getting on your machine. At least that's the claim, and I'm all for that, and it's worth paying for because it's a lot cheaper to pay for the ransomware software than it is to pay these crooks to get your files back. So again, make sure you're backing it up. I back up to two different places. I back up several times a day automatically to two different hard drives. One of the hard drives, as soon as it gets the data from the backup, it disconnects from my system. And then every so often, you know, a couple times a day, I have it reconnect automatically, back up, and then it turns off. Why do I do that? Because if I get infected with the ransomware or any kind of a virus, I don't really want to have that go out through the network in my computer system and, you know, go through everything that I have, all my backup. That would be horrible. So that's why I have my backup system connect and disconnect, and I'm really limiting the chances of getting totally seized by ransomware. So hopefully that will help you. All right, let's take a look at some appies of the day. I have some good ones today. This one is called Video Edit. This is a handy video editor. Actually, this is available for both platforms. This does some really cool stuff real easy. You can blur videos. You can spice. You can splice videos. You can add filters, and you can do collage videos. And it's real simple to do. And this is totally free, at least at this time. It is totally free, so you may want to take advantage of that. Now, a lot of you know that I love these sleep apps, and I'm a big fan of them, and they play all kinds of sound effects. This particular one is my favorite, and it's actually free right now. It used to cost a couple bucks, but right now it's free. It's called Sleep Sounds, Relaxing Sounds. This is a really, really nice app, and what I like about it is the sounds are excellent. I mean, you can really hear them, but they have pictures, and you can actually make a favorite of whatever sound that you like, and they have a train. I love the train one. They have the city, rain, which is typical of these, but they have a lot of different sound effects, if you will, from all over the world, and right now this app is free. I believe it's only available on the iPhone, but grab this while you can. It's called Sleep Sounds, Relaxing Sounds. I highly, highly recommend it. Another app that I like, and I believe this is available on both platforms, is called the iPrint Scan, Scanner, and AirPrint. This one is really neat. It's an app that will allow you to scan your photos and documents and create a PDF automatically, or transfer that, or share it, whatever you want to do. And what's nice is it's compatible with AirPrint for HP, Canon, Brother, and Epson. And frequently, you're going to have one of those brands. You're either going to have an HP, a Canon, a Brother, or an Epson. And you know what? This stuff will work on pretty much any app, any printer that I have found. And it's really worth the cost of doing it, which is free. Now, here's a great app. If you're on FaceTime a lot and other social media sites, everybody knows that they're listening to you, they're watching everything that you do. This app is called Bouncer, and I like it a lot. It's in beta testing right now, but you can download this app. It's free, available on both platforms, but Bouncer is kind of a temporary app. Bouncer gives you the ability to grant permissions temporarily to that particular app. You want to tag a location or take a photo, but don't want the app to be able to use your camera or your location wherever you're at. This is the one that you will use, Bouncer. It gives you exactly that. As soon as you exit the app, Bouncer automatically reviews the permissions for you. So instantly you get your phone back or your iPad back or whatever it is that you're using. And it's not going to be able to continually use your phone or your Google phone or whatever you have in the background. It shuts the permissions that you've granted right off. So that's a good thing. And now, these last two apps I've covered, and the reason I'm covering them again, and I have two different ones now, is that they're fantastic apps. My grandkids go berserk over these apps, and actually a couple adults that I know, when I showed them these apps, they find it extremely relaxing to use these apps. The first one, and now it's free, it was always a couple bucks, this is free right now. It's called Coloring Book Creative for Kids Color and Draw. Fantastic app, particularly for kids, because they have all kinds of kids coloring books, if you will, that they can color right on using your smartphone, whatever it may be. And they love it. They can change the colors on it, and it keeps them occupied. Very, very, very nice app, totally free. And the other one that I think right now is probably my favorite is called Colorfy. It is free now. This typically would cost you some bucks, and it's called the Coloring Art Game. This comes with some really sophisticated features, and right now this is totally free. And I'll tell you, if you're going, I would never use that, you'd be surprised. If you're in the doctor's office or waiting for an appointment, maybe you're in the airport or whatever, they are quite relaxing, and it makes the time go by, especially when your flight's delayed a couple hours and you have nothing else to do. This will kind of calm the savage beast in you. So that's going to wrap it up today for the show 411. I am going to try to get out of here. It is pouring rain, and they expect 2 inches of rain within the next couple hours. So I got a couple errands I'm going to try to run before I get swamped with this major thunderstorm. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.